Begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachas daf Pei. Begin on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis, three lines up by the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, which we had in the Mishnah and the Braisa that clarified the halacha of the Mishnah, that there are certain cases, derivatives or additions of the Karban Taidu, where the Karban Taidu requires breads. But let's say the child of the Karban Taidu, or the Chalipin, if let's say the original Taidu was lost and they exchanged it for another one, or the Tamura, which is in general, even if the animal is extant, you try exchanging it onto another animal. So we said that those are going to be brought as Karbanas. However, it will not have the halacha of the Lach Me Taidu, the breads of the Karban Taidu. On that halacha, Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmid Rav Yechanan. Rav Chanina sent the name of Rav Yechanan that Loi Shanu, we didn't learn this halacha in the Mishnah that the Vladis and the Chalifin do not require the breads, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain how to explain this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. That was Elala Acha Kapar. That was only if after there was atonement with one of the animals, then if you go and you bring the other one, that's when the other one does not require the breads of the Taida. Avalafnei Kapar, but if let's say he first goes ahead and he sacrifices the Vlad of the Taida, or the Timur, or the Chalipin, then to an Elecha, then actually they will require the breads of the carbon Taida. Now, on this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, Havi bar Rav Amram, Rav Amram asked, Ahai, on what type of case is Rabbi Yechanan talking about that he's saying that the halacha of the Mishnah applies only lefnei kapar, but only after kapar, that's when you don't bring its breads, but if it was lefnei kapara, then if he didn't fulfill his obligation, yet then actually these types, these categories, will actually require the breads of the Taida. What's the case? As he explains, Ilema achalifei Taidas chayva, if you think it's going on the case of, let's say, the exchange one, where he went to exchange, because he had lost, an obligatory taida. What does it mean, obligatory taida? Let's say the person said, Hare Allah, took a neder. I'm taking upon myself responsibility to bring a karban taida. And he designates, he separates an animal, which halacha is, chayv b'achrayis, he's responsible if anything happens to it as insurance to bring a new one, because he said a lie. So then it gets lost. Oh, so he separates another one in its place. And then the first one is found. And that's what the halacha is being said, that if, let's say, before the first one was sacrificed, says Rabbi Yechanan, if the second one was sacrificed first, then actually the second one is going to require the breads. But if not, if it was only after the first one was brought, then not. So that asks Rav Amram, well, that's obvious. Ilufne kapara tanina, if regarding the case that it was before the atonement, so that we learned, that it requires breads. And ila acha kapar tanina. And if it was after the atonement, then we also learned that it does not require. Because we said that before the atonement, whichever one, that's the brice that we continue from the previous staff, we said that if, let's say, the atonement didn't happen yet, and they both are standing over there. So the brice has said that whichever one you want, you could bring, and the breads are going to come with it. And also regarding if it's after the atonement, that we also learned earlier because we said, the Braisa said, Yochash te shnir to an alechem, you would think that this would require breads. The Braisa, Tamalayma, no, it says Yakrivenu in the singular, which is Echav Leishnaim, one and not two. So both those alechas are already learned. Now, moreover, is because that Braisa that we quoted in the previous stuff, right on top of this, these lines beforehand, is obviously talking about an obligatory carbon taida. Because the words of the Braisa are, Minayin lamafish taidasai. Where do we know if someone separates for his taida? And it doesn't say menai lemafresh taida. Taida sai sounds like his taida where he has an obligation to bring it. So it can't be that he's qualifying the halacha regarding the chalipin of a chayvas taida, because that already was explicit in the brice, which said yes, that you could choose whichever one you want in the beginning. So lefnei kapar, we know that you would bring the halacha of taida. And afterwards it says clearly that you would not bring. Now, another interpretation in what Taidus Chayva would mean, not necessarily that he took a neder of Harei Alai, would be, for example, let's say someone overseas, or he went with a caravan in the desert, or he was a sick person that was saved from a sickness, or he was let out of prison. But the Gemara in Bracha says four people require thanks, a carbon Taid, like it says, V'yizbuch v'zivchei Taid, like it says in Sefer Tilam. So that would be the case of the obligatory Taid. But either way, what Rabbi Yechanan teaching us, we already learned this already in the Braisa, this halacha regarding the differentiation between the before kapara and after kapara, if we're talking about the chalipin of a chayv, of a taidas chayva. So rather, Ella says the Gemara as we continue to be payim and alf. No, Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush, his novelty is achalipe taidas nedava, regarding the exchange of a donated carbon taida. For example, he said hare zu taida, this is a taida. So there he's not responsible, because he didn't take upon himself a nether. It's this. If something happens to it, fine, it's a loss for hektish. And it gets lost. And the case tomorrow where he separated and designated a new animal to take its place. So then the question is, then bein lifnei kapara, bein la'acha kapara, then it shouldn't make a difference if it was before atonement, meaning he didn't bring any of the animals yet, or after atonement where he already brought one of them. In both cases, tu'unas lechem, it actually would require breads. Why? Because mar bibetaydisu. The terminology here being used is that it's an increase of taydis. Because this is not a chalifin. We learned in the previous stuff in the Brisa that a chalifin in the Mishnah, chalifin does not require, because only the taid itself, the primary taid, not which is taking its place. Here, it's not taking the place of the first one, because he's not responsible to replace the first one. He's not mechayev and nacharayis. It's its own essential carbon taid. So of course they're going to require breads, even if there was a tumah with the first one. So this can't be the case that Rabbi Yechonon is talking about in differentiating between before kapar or after kapar. Seller, rather, what are you going to say? Avlad toida nedava. Okay, we're not talking about chalipin. Talking about the Rabbi Yechon is talking about the case of the child of a donated carbon toida. On that says the Gemara, no. Bein lefnei kapara, bein la'achan kapara. In this case, it shouldn't make a difference before atonement or after, meaning if you already brought one of the two and this is the second one or not. In both cases, ain't tu'unin lechem. It should not require bread. Why? Because meiser de taidehi. Here the terminology is not, like we said, of marba. Here it's meiser. It's an addition that grew on the carbon taida. But it's not the carbon taida itself. It's a child of the taida. So although it has sanctity, but it's not the carbon taida itself. So in either way, even if it's before the kapara, it should not require bread. So this cannot be the case of Yechanun, differentiating before kapara and acha kapara. El Rather says the Gemara, Avlad Toida Chayva. The case Rabbi Yechon was talking about was a child of an obligatory carbon Toida. That's what Rabbi Yechon was saying in qualifying the Halacha of the Mishnah and saying, Lefnei Kapara Toin Lechem. If it was before atonement, if you didn't bring the other one yet, then actually would require bread. And the Halacha of the Mishnah was only La'acha Kapara in Toin Lechem when it said that Vladus do not require bread. In this case of a Toidus Chayva, it's only after the atonement that does not require bread. And that explains the Gemara, my Kamashma, what's Rabbi Yechon teaching us? The Ksav Rabbi Yechon holds, Adam Miskaper B'Shvach Hektish, that a person can get atonement with an increase in the addition of the Hektish, meaning that you had an animal over here that got increased after it was sanctified, meaning to say that its child was born. So therefore, if the Taita would have been lost, actually he would be able to fulfill his obligation with the child. So therefore, that is called a carbon taida. And that's why, if it's going to be the first one that's sacrificed, it's going to require breads. Because it is accomplishing something, because one is actually fulfilling his neder by bringing the vlad. Now, in contrast, but by the previous case that we described, the vlad of a taidas nedava, where there's no obligation for the person if it got lost, so then you can't say that the vlad, the child, is going to take the place of the taida if, let's say, it was brought first, and with that you're having the atonement. Because there, if the mother is alive, then the halacha is that then you need to bring the mother. And if it gets lost, then actually one is exempt even without bringing the child, because again, it's nedava. Nedava you don't have to replace. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon's halacha was specifically in the vlad of the taidas chayva. That's the differentiation between before kapar and acha kapar. It says the Gemara, Haviba Nami Abaye Kiagabna. Abaye also asked the same type of question like Rav Amram, and he gave the same answer like we gave, that it must be told when Rabbi Yechonon was in the case of a vlad taitas chayva. That's where there's a difference between before kapar and acha kapar. Now, Eminami learned also, just like we make these differentiations in trying to figure out the case of Rabbi Yechonon, Amar Yitzchak by Yosef Amar Rabbi Yechonon said, Chilufei Toida Nedava. The exchange, which again is like when one loses the Toida, then you replace and then you find the first one. So says Rabbi Yechonon, when you're replacing a carbon taida which was donated, we say harezu, when there's no achrayas. So like we had mentioned before, and this is saying explicitly in Rabbi Yechonon, bein lefnei kapara, bein la'acha kapara, tu'un lechem. Whether it's before atonement, after atonement, it needs breads, it needs the lachme taida, because marba b'taidasu, it's increasing taidas. And that is because it's not a chalipin of the first one. Yeah, chalipin doesn't require breads, because it's not taking the place, not exchanging, because you're not responsible, because it's a nedava. If you are replacing it, then it's its own taida. So no matter what the situation is, you would always require the lachmi taida on that chalipin. Let's say vlad taida nedava, the child of a donated carbon taida. So as we mentioned before, bein lefnei kapara, bein la'acha kapara, in both situations. Ein tarn lechem, you do not require breads, even if it's before atonement, none of them was brought yet. Because Maisu the Taidahu, it's just an addition of the Taidah, and therefore it doesn't accomplish anything, because you can't say, like we mentioned before, Shvach Hektish Miskaper, that what do you mean? It's an increase of the Hektish, which then you get an atonement, because again, there's no obligation to you to replace it, to have a Kapara, it's just Nedava, and if it's not accomplishing anything, and therefore it never requires, it's never considered a Taidah to even take the place of the Taidah to require the bread. However, Vlad Taida Chayva, the child of an obligatory Taida, that's like we said before from Rabbi Yechon here too, Lefnei Kapara Tuin and Lechem. If it's before Atonement, then requires breads, because again, it's with that that you're fulfilling the obligation, because if the first one gets lost, you're not going to have to bring another one, like we said, Shvach Hekdash Miskaper. La'achi Kapara Ein Tuin Lechem, but if it's after Atonement, then it's not accomplishing anything, then you do not require breads. And again, that's like we had mentioned before, that's the case that Rabbi Yechon was qualifying in our Mishnah, differentiating between before Kapara and Achi Kapara. Now, in a related discussion, we'll come back to the Bryce that we mentioned in the previous daf. Amar Shmuel. Now, the actual statement of Shmuel will be clarified as the Gemara goes along. So Shmuel says, Kol Shabachatas Mesa, in the exact cases that regarding a Karma Chatas, that the Chatas has to die, where there's actually five types of categories where the Karma Chatas has to die, and if the owner already got atonement with another animal is one of those cases. So then, B'Toyda Ain't Tuna Lechem, then by the Karma Toyda, that equivalent, it would not require the breads of the taida when that carbon taida is brought. And kol shabachat Israel, wherever the halacha is that the carbon chatas has to go out and graze, and it's not, it doesn't just die, rather graze develops a blemish and then it's sold, but taida tuna lechem. In that situation, the carbon taida would actually require the breads of the lachem taida. Now, in this teaching of Shmuel, Masa Rav Am. Rav Am asked from the Brice in the previous stuff. The Brice has said, Ma'o Eimer HaTaida Yakrib, what's a teaching with, as we explained the previous stuff, this seemingly superfluous word Yakrib? So says the Brice, you know what that word's teaching? From where do we know? Let's say someone designated his carbon taida and it got lost. Now he separated a new one to take its place. Then you ultimately find the first one. Now you have both of them ready to be brought, but you only have to bring one of them. Says the Brice, how do you know whichever one you want, you could choose whether the first one or the second one, and you bring the bread to the taida with it. Tamalim HaTayda Yaakov, that's what's teaching him the extra word, Yaakov, that you could pick whichever one you want to. Says the Braisa, Yochate Shnei Tun Alechem, you would think that, okay, so the first one that you bring with the breads. Now the second one that you're also bringing, which is also brought as a carbon, that maybe that one would also require the Lach Mitayda. Tamalim Yaakovenu, says the Braisa, and that says Yaakovenu, that same word Yaakov actually is Yaakovenu, it has a Nun Bav there at the end, which is in the singular, Echad Vashnaim, no one of the two you bring with the breads, and not both. That's what the Braisa says. So on that, as Rav Amram, now ve'ilu gabechatas ki agav neroya. So the Brice is saying that this case, by the Taida, you do not bring the breads, which Shmuel had said that's only equivalent when the chatas dies. When the chatas is roya, then you actually do bring the breads. Now the problem is, in this same type of exact case by chatas, it goes out to graze; it doesn't die. It's not which refutes Shmuel's comparison. None, like we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Temura. The Mishnah says, Hifrish chatas leva'avdav. Let's say someone designated, he separated an animal for his chatas, and it got lost. So he had to separate a new animal in his place. And you find the first one, now both of them are standing in front of him to bring as one of them as a chatas. Says the Mishnah, Miskapa ba'achasmen, so you get an atonement with one of them. Vishniya Thomas, and the second one has to die. That's Dibi Rebbe. But for Chachamah, I mean, they say that no. Ein chatas, you do not have a chatas which the owner has atonement with another animal, it's not going to be mesa. That other one that's left over is not going to die. Elish nimtzis la'achash neskapa bailam. Only if it was found after the owner already had an atonement with the other animal. Now, but says the Gemara, however, the inference obviously is, let's say it's found koidim shneskaba bailam, before the owner got atonement, like in the same type of case we're describing when they're staying, when they're both standing, and the owner has atonement with one of them, then obviously from the Rabban, the halacha is that the second one is going to be raya, that's going to graze. Now the problem is, by Taida we learned this the same exact case, that you would think, oh, that the second one would require breads, and we said that it does not require. So from this opinion, the Rabbanan, the Gemara is asking on Shmuel, that you see clearly it's not like that. Although here in this case it's going to be Raya, by Taida we're saying it's not going to bring its breads. Says the Gemara, Shmuel, Karebi Svirle. It's not difficult. We brought it to Machlekes in this Mishnah, as we just quoted. Yeah, he's not like Rabbanan. Shmuel rather holds like Rebbe, the Amma, that he says, Avuda, whenever you have the first one that's lost, Bishas Hafrasha, not at the time of the atonement, but at the time of the designation of the second one, like in the case we're describing here, it was lost and he separated the second one, Mesa is going to die. So even though it wasn't lost at the time of the atonement because it was found beforehand, even so, it's going to go out to die. And that's why, because of that, in that situation, since the chatas will die when you have both of them standing there because it was lost at the time when you separated the second one, that's why Shmuel said that by a taida, it's not going to require the second one its breads, because again, in that equivalency, a chatas is actually going to die, not like the Rabban who says it's going to graze. Now, but if that's the case, ask the Gemara, listen, how do you ever have a case? Because anytime you're separating because the first one's lost. And Rebbe holds in all those type of situations, the chatas is going to die. So then, how do you ever have, for the second half of Shmuel's statement, that he said, oh, but whenever the chatas goes out to graze, then the Taita is going to acquire breads. When do you ever have a case that the second one's going to graze if it's lost at the time of separation, which is always intrinsic to the situation of separating a second one to take the place of the first one? Obviously, chatas is always going to die, and therefore the Taita is never going to require breads. What's he saying? But if the chatas grazes, then the Taita would require breads. So I said, come on, no, you could have such a case. Kedre Ba'ishia. The Omer Ba'ishia says, if let's say from the beginning, he separated two karbanos chatois. Now, why would he do that? You only need one chatos. Is as insurance. That if one of them gets lost, he says, okay, I have another one on board to get the tome with the other one. There, Rebbe agrees that miskapa be'ezim hen shayirtza, that then you could get a tome with whichever one you want. You could choose whichever one. Vashniya tira, and the second one will go out to graze because the halacha of the chata should miskapa ba'acheres, that if he had a tome with one of them, that the other one's going to die. That's only like we had described when it's being rejected. If let's say in the interim the first one had got lost, so it got rejected, and then you either separate a second one or get a tome with the second one. But here, where it was never rejected at all, then the halacha is not going to apply, because that's the halacha Meshem Sinai, where all these halachas of the five chatas that die are halacha Meshem Sinai, as the Gemara says in Masechet Tamura, and therefore you could have a case where, according to Rebbe, that the chatas will be tira, will graze, and that's the case where the carbon taida will bring its bread. However, the Gemara actually asked on this. But Vagabi taida, so you found the case, according to Rebbe, that the chatas will be tira. The problem is, but in that same exact case, by Taida, Kiyai Gavna, in this situation where if, let's say, you had separated initially two Taidas as insurance, one for the other, that actually, Ain, over there, the second one is not tun alechem, does not require bread. Why? The reason why it cannot require bread is because you cannot say that it's a case of marbe betoidus, that you're increasing toidus, and that we're, okay, so either one is its own separate toid, and you'll have to bring, because here, most definitely, he was bringing it for his obligation. That's what he separated for. Now, the problem is, when they're both for the same obligation, the Pasuk says, as we said in the Brayis in the previous stuff, ha-toida, that only the toida requires bread, and not the chalipin, and here, each one is a chalipin for the other. So in this case, toida would not require bread. Now, that's the one case we found for Rebbe, that it would graze, but that actually contradicts. Then it should bring its breads, and here we see Toyota does not bring its breads. So the Rav Gemara says, you're right. To resolve Shmuel, we can't say he's like Rebbe. Rather, Shmuel, who says that whenever you have a karma chatas that's going to die, but the Toyota does not require breads, it's not going like Rebbe, because then we're not able to understand the other part of the halacha. Rather, Kareb Shimon severely. He's going like Reb Shimon. Dama, that he says in Masechtas Tamura, Chamesh Chatois Mesis. He says that there are five types of karma chatas that they have to die. And one of them he includes, if Shekipper Balef, the owner had atonement with another animal. Now, since he says it in an absolute type of way, that sounds like in all situations, even if one had separated two Chatois Fachrais, still the second one's going to die. That's why, yeah, in that same category as we just described, by Taida, it's not going to require breads. Well, that is the Gemara. So he's saying that Shmuel is like Reb Shimon? But Varayel, Reb Shimon Leslie Klal. But Reb Shimon doesn't have the category of grazing at all. He doesn't, and he holds in every situation the chatas is going to die. It's never going to graze. So what's this that Shmuel is saying? That whenever the chatas grazes, then the taita is going to require breads, but you never have that. How do you understand the second half of Shmuel's statement? Says the Gemara, you know, you're right. Shmuel namichad the kamar. Shmuel really was only saying one statement. He was only talking about when it dies. He wasn't talking about when it grazes. And when the Gemara quoted it, it was only saying what sounded like the inference, but it's not true. He only said, "Kol shebechatas mesa, whenever the chatas dies, betoida ain't the tun lechem, betoida does not require breads." But you're right, you never have the flip side. You never have when the chatas is grazing, because it never does in these halachas of taking its place, and therefore you're never going to have for this equivalency of what we're discussing, for the lach betoida, that these substitutes would require breads. Now, says the Gemara, so my Kamash Malan, so what exactly is Shmuel teaching us then? All the halachas that are included in the cases of the chatois that they die, we already said that in those equivalent cases, in the Taida, that they don't require breads. Because The one case that we didn't discuss, that of, let's say, when the chatas has already passed its first year, because it's only valid when it's in its first year, you can't say that that would be the case that we're describing in the equivalency that the toid is not going to bring its breads, because a toid is valid even if it's 10 years old. So it can't be the case, when toid is not going to be valid, that, okay, then that's you're not going to bring the breads, because actually toid is valid even if it's over a year. So what exactly is Shmuel teaching us? Said the Gemara, lafukim and Rabbi Yechon, which Shmuel's teaching us, he's excluding from the teaching of Rabbi Yechon that we said earlier. Dama that Rabbi Yechonan said regarding a Vlad Taidas Chayva, he said that if it's before the atonement, then that category requires breads. As we said, that's what he was qualifying the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, the reason for that is because he said, Adam Miskapi Beshvach Hektish, that a person can get atonement with the increase of the Hektish, meaning the child that is a Shvach of the Hektish of the Taid itself, one could get atonement with that, which would be considered significant before the Kapara. And therefore it requires lach mitaid in that situation, because it's like a taid. That kamash malam, that's what Shmuel's teaching us, deloy, that no. Because he said that wherever the chat is going to die, the taid is not going to require breads. Now, a child of a chatas, which is an obligation, actually dies, because that's one of the five chamesh chatois. And therefore that's what Shmuel's obviously saying, that in the equivalent of the vlad chayvas taid would also be the same thing, where it would not require breads, even before atonement, not like Rabbi Yechon said that it would require the breads. Now that the Gemara continues in a related discussion, Amar Abab, continuing this halacha of the lachme taida, says, let's say someone said, zu taida v'zu lachma. This is the carbon taida that I'm bringing, and this is its bread. Now, continuing on this theme about getting lost, over halacha, if the bread gets lost, so says Rababa, so maybe lechem acher. So he brings different breads for this taida. Let's say of the taida, let's say, however, the animal gets lost. In a maybe taida acheres, he does not bring another carbon. And again, he doesn't have to replace the taida because he said zu, which is a nadava, like we've been saying beforehand. So he does not have to bring another carbon taida for this bread. Rather, since the taida got lost, the bread could also be lost. So in my time, what's the reason that in the situation when the taida gets lost, that you do bring new breads for it? What I mean, isn't it nadava? Nadava you don't have to replace? The reason is because lechem leglal taida. The bread is secondary to the taida. If you have to bring the taida, you have to bring breads with it, so you have to find a replacement. But ve'ein taida leglal lechem. But the taida is not secondary to the breads. So when you lose the animal, you don't have to replace the animal, and you don't have to replace it as secondary to the breads, because it's not secondary to the breads. Similar type of halacha, Amar Rava. It says, hefresh mois le taidas. If someone designated monies for his taida, he has to bring a carbon taida, Thanksgiving offering. He separates and he designates money, as we continue to base. Then he ties through, and he has leftover. He had set aside more money than he needed. So maybe ben lechem, with that extra money, he could buy the breads that come with the carbon taida. But let's say, lelachme taida ben taisu. Let's say he separated money for the breads of the taida, and he had leftover. And maybe ben taida, he can't bring taida with that. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? If you're basing on Rav Kahana, Dam Rav Kahana, he said, from where do we know that the breads of the taida are called taida? And that's why if you have leftover from the taida, you could buy the breads with it. Like it says, that you'll bring on the carbon of the taida the breads that are unleavened. So you see that hataida chalas, that the chalas are called taida. So on that, then the opposite should also be true. Since the breads are called taida, so then the taida should also be called lechem. And you should be able to bring from the leftover bread the carbon taida. Says the Gemara, no. Lechem ikri taida. The bread is called the taida, like the pasuk says, hataida chalas. So therefore, when he says that these monies are for the taida, so the bread is included, because that's also called taida. But taida leikri lechem, the taida is not called bread. And when he says that these monies should be for the breads of the taida, that's not including the taida in that name because it's not called bread, and therefore, like we said, you can't bring from the leftover of the lachme taida to buy the karma taida itself. Another teaching on these halachas from Vama Rava says, hifrish taidase ba'avda. If someone had separated karma taida and it got lost, v'chazav hifrish acheres tachtera, and then he went and separated another one in his place, which so far it's similar to the halacha we had been mentioning before, but here it adds another step. Va'avda. Now that second one got lost. Then he separated a third one in this place. Then the Nimtzu Rishayinus, then the first ones, both first ones, are found by Rish Lashon Aminus. Now he has three standing in front of him. So now you only need to use one of the three. Now it depends which one says Rava that you're going to use for the atonement, what's going to be with the halacha with the other ones. Niskapi Rishayinus, if he ends up getting atonement with the first one that he originally had designated, Shnia Eina Tuna Lechem. So the second one does not require breads, because essentially the second one was the chalipin, was the one that was supposed to take the place of the first one. So that is like we had qualified earlier. That's what's called meiser taida harishayna. It's the excess of the first one, which we had said that that does, although we're going to bring it as a carbon, that does not require breads. But shlishis tuna lechem, it says Rava, but the third one requires breads. You know why? Because the third one was the chalipin of the second one. Now the second one was never sacrificed, so it's not considered the meiser of the taida. It itself is that taida. So if it requires the breads of the taida. Let's say niskapa b'shlishis. Let's say the person decides to get atonement with the third one that he had separated, the last one. So says Rava, shniya ein tuna lechem, the second one's not going to require breads because it's the chalipin of the second one is the chalipin of the third one. The third is to replace the second one. So when one of the two goes, so its chalipin was brought already, so it is the chalipin of that one, so it does not require breads. But rishayin tuna lechem, but the first one retires breads because that's not a chalipin of the third one. It was related to the second one. Second one's not being brought as a taida, so the first one actually would require the breads. Now the last case is bemitzayis. Let's say it brings the middle one. So then shtein ein tunis lechem. So actually both of them don't require breads because both of them are related to the middle one. The middle one is the replacement of the first one. And also the third one is the replacement of the second one. So when you bring the second one, its partners are not being brought with the breads because it's chalipin one way or the other with it. Now that's Rava. Abayam, he disagrees. He says, no, fill in a skapa ba'achas men, no matter which one he gets atonement with, shtein ein tunis lechem, the other two are not going to require the breads. Why? Because kulu chalipin da'dodin enu, they're all exchanging for the other ones, because they're all coming to replace the first one. Ultimately, they're all chalipin. It's when the first one was lost, it doesn't take second. When the second one was lost, you brought the third one. Ultimately, it's all to take the place of the first one. No matter which one you're going to bring, they're all considered the leftover chalipin. And if you're not going to bring the breads, like we explained in the brice in the previous stuff. Now, Amr Abzeiri says, V'chein le'in chatois. The same discussion, Machlik Zambay and Rav, applies to the same halacha, like we're saying in Taida, to the Karma Chatos, which has its own halachas of chatos, but the same idea. Hifrish chatasiv avdiv. Let's say someone designated his karma chatas and got lost. Hifrish acheres tachtev avdiv. Then they separated a second one and got lost too. Hifrish acheres tachtev. Then they separated a third one. But nimtzer rishayinus. And then he finds the first two. Barish lush naim. Does he have three standing in front? So it depends. Neskapi rishayin. If he gets a tome with the first one, so shnei tamas. The second one has to die because it's the neskapi baleho one of the first one. But shlishas tira. The third one will graze because that's not neskapi baleho. But the skabbalah with what? The second one? It was to take the place of the second one. The second one didn't get atonement with it. So therefore, although you don't bring it as a chatas, because it's ready to get atonement, but it's not going to have the halacha mishum sinai of dying. Rather, it's going to go out to grace and develop a blemish. Let's say the skabbalah b'shlishis. Let's say he gets atonement with the third one. So shnei atamas, the second one's going to die because it's chalipin, which it becomes the chalipin of that one, was already brought, so it dies. It's considered the skabbalah. For shayin the tira, but the first one, which is not the chalipin of the third one, will go out to grace. If he gets atonement with the middle one, shtein yimusa, both of them will die, because again, here you have for both the before and after, are in the skapa ba'alao, and therefore they're going to die. Now, Abayam Hirtu, he disagrees. He says, no, fill in the skapa ba'achas, man, even if he gets atonement with any one of the three, shtein yimusa, the other two are going to die, because kula chalip and da'dadin, and they're all the replacement of the other one, they're all considered in the skapa ba'alao, to make it into one of the chamish chatois meses, that it's going to die. Now, this asks the Gemara on Ribzeira, my v'chein. What's and also? Obviously, the halacha that applies to Taidis regarding its bread is the same halacha, the equivalency of a chatas regarding dying in the same type of situation. Says the Gemara, no, ma'adatim, what would you say? Hasam hu de'ikala me'ma marba b'taidis. In the first way we had brought it by the carbon taida, you maybe would have thought to say that there you could say regarding to Rava, that, yeah, the third one maybe requires breads because it's an increase of carbon taida. It's not a meiser, it's not taking the place, not a chalipin like we were explaining for Rava. Rather, it's increasing, so therefore it's like a regular carbon taida. That's where you're going to bring its breads. But here you can't say that, svar, you can't say that logic, because you can't say the third one is also an increase like its own carbon chatas to say that it doesn't die, because a chatas you cannot bring as a neder and a dava. And therefore, maybe Emaloi, I would have thought, say, no, that actually all of them, even according to Rava, they would die. Kamash Malam, that's what Rebbe is teaching, that no, here too, Rava would hold that the third one's not going to die. It's not considered the Neskapa Balao of it. And therefore, it's going to be right. It's only going to graze, and it's not going to be from the Chamesh Chatois Mesis. Tan Rebbe taught in the Braisa, Toida Shinis Arvo B'Tamura. So continue on these halachas of our Mishnah regarding how the difference is between the Toida and its Tamura, which was one of the three that we spoke about, the Vlad, the Chalipin, and the Tamura, which we said that those do not require the lechem, the bread, although they're brought as karbanas, but they don't require the bread. So Rabbi Chiya says, in the case where the karban taida gets mixed up with its timura, where he had a karban taida, he said, I want this one to take the place of this one, which actually the biblical halacha is that actually both become sanctified, but like we said, the timura does not require bread. Now they're mixed up, but he doesn't know which one's the taida, which one is the timura. And then the case continues. And then one of the two dies. Now, as Rashi points out, the reason why it has to be told that one of the two dies, because actually if both of them would still be alive, then actually there would be a way to resolve this. Well, what he would do is he would bring both animals to the Azara, and he would bring one set of breads, which are 40 breads with them, and he would make a stipulation. He would say, this one that I'm bringing first, the Taida, so it's the breads belong with it, and the other one is the Timura. And if this one is the Taida, the other one, so let the breads be it, and the other one is the Timura, and then he would be able to bring both with those 40 breads, and that would be okay. But in this situation, where one of them died, says Reb Chiya, chaverta in l'takana. So the other one, there's nothing to do about it. There's no way for us to rectify the situation to have this leftover animal sacrificed. Because, hey, chenavid, what should we do? Nakrav lechem ba'da, should we bring breads with it? The matmuri. Maybe it's not the taida, maybe it's the tamura, the exchange one. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to bring breads with it. Loi nakrav lechem ba'da, and if you can say, okay, don't bring breads with it, the mataidi, maybe it's a taida, then you have to bring breads with it. So therefore, there's nothing for us to do. We just have to let it become pasul. On this halacha, Reb Chiya, the Gemara is hechidam. Well, what's the case talking about? Ida amar, if this person initially had said that I'm taking a lie, I'm taking upon myself responsibility to bring a taida, which is a neder that he has a chrayis. So then says the Gemara, leisagidu lemaitze lebehema achrinav alechem. Obviously, the situation would require that he can't go ahead without bringing another animal with breads, because he has responsibility to bring one to take the place. He has to fulfill his neder. So therefore, the Gemara's question is that since it's not enough that he's not going to bring, so what he could do is, he could separate the other one that's left over, or the new one, as a chrayis. So therefore, actually, what he could do is, he could bring another animal with the leftover one, v'lema, let him say as follows, and we could rectify the remaining one. Let him say as follows, ihach de kaima tamurhi, if this leftover one, we don't know which one it is, but if it's the tamur one, okay, very simply, ha, this other one that I'm bringing should be the taida, should be the one that's the real taida, because he has to fulfill his neder of the taida. V'halachman, the breads I'm bringing are its breads. And the leftover one is the tamura, and that doesn't need breads. And ihach de kaima taida, and if the one remaining is the taida, so halachman, the breads I'm bringing are its breads. V'ha, and this other one that I'm separating, tavachreis, should just be as insurance for this first one, that if it gets lost, because he doesn't really have to bring a replacement for the Timura, he has to bring only if it's a taida. Now, so he's saying that if it gets lost, so let it take its place, and if he does that, what you'll do is you bring the first one with its breads, and then you can bring the second one without breads. Because that's like the halacha when someone designates two taidas for achrayis, which we had said earlier, the second one does not require breads. So why can't this be a way of ameliorating the situation to be able to bring the leftover one and the new one that you have to take just in case as either the taido, or you could bring it as a chrayis for the taido, but either way, one set of breads will be enough and you'll be able to bring both animals. So the Gemara, Loi Tzrichi, right, that would be an option if he said Harei Alai. But it's talking about the Amar, he had originally said Harei Zu. He said that I'm bringing this as a taido, and which doesn't have a chrayis, doesn't have a responsibility. So you can't say that let the second one be as a chrayis for it, because you can't bring a chrayis. So you would never be able to have a situation, because if let's say the one left over is the taida, and then the second one you're bringing, it's not a chrayis, it would be its own taida, it would always require breads, so then you would be back to the problem. If you only bring one set of breads, you might be missing the breads of the taida, and if you bring two, it might be a tamura, and you might be bringing more than you have to. So because of that, that's the halacha we're talking about, that there's nothing for us to do about the leftover animal. Now the Gemara brings a siman mnemonic for the questions that are asked on this halacha of Reb Chiya, as we describe the case of Harei Zu. Limudim, Midas, Ale, Sheyesh, Shachin, Dedoma, Dei, Cholash, Meiser, Tamura, Bachutz, Chizkia, Hefreshchatas, Lacha Yeser, which are all the different categories of questions that are asked on this halacha of Reb Chiya. First one, which was Limudim, is Amru Lemeidin Lefnei Rebbe. Those who learned in front of Rebbe, which refers to Levi, as the Gemara says in the first Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, he said the following question. He says, why? V'leisi lechem v'leima. Let him bring 40 breads and say as follows. Ihach dekaima toidehi. If the one that's remaining over here, that leftover, not the one that died, is the toide, so halachma, these are its breads. Eloi, if not, lepik lechulin. Let it go out and be unconsecrated. Because anyways, we're going to eat it. So what's the difference? Say, if it's supposed to be then hekdesh, but not at chulin. So Amar Lahu, Rebbe said to him, "B'chimachnis in chulin hazar." What do you think? We could bring in unconsecrated produce into the courtyard, and if this remaining one is really tamura, comes out. Did you bring chulin? Because it's not the sanctified breads into the hazar, and that's not allowed. So that's not an option. So he says, okay, a different question. V'leisi behema. Let him bring an animal, which is a different one, together with this leftover one. V'lechem with bread. V'lema, let him say as follows. Ihach dekaima tamurahi, if this remaining one is a tamura, so hotayt v'lachma, this new animal I'm bringing, is a taida on its own right with its own bread. And ihach dekaima taidahi, and if this remaining one is the taida, so halachma, so the breads are for it. V'hotav shlam, and let this other one be shlam, because anyway shlam and taida are taida is in the category of shlam anyway. So then we'll say, and if it's not the taida, then it's a shlam. So why can't you go ahead and do that to fix, to be able to bring that leftover animal as a carbon? Samalhu, so Rebbe said to them, Mishum de kumamait bachil de shlamim, because you're going to be decreasing the ability of the consumption of the carbon shlamim, because you're not going to be able to eat this other one only for one day and one night. And the leftover is going to have to be burnt, because maybe it's a carbon taida. And you could say that it's not a taida, and it's only going to be a shlamim, because we're saying it depends. You're saying, if that's a timur, then this is a taida. But if you're saying that was a taida, then this is a shlamim. So if it's a shlamim, which is supposed to be allowed to be eaten for 2 days and one night, but you're only eating for 1 day and one night because it might be a taida, so then, and if there's leftover food, you're going to have to burn it after that 1 day and one night. You're burning it inappropriately because it might be shlamim. And you bring kachim on the base of psul, you're burning kachim and invalidating it before it has to be, which is inappropriate. So therefore, you can't do that. Because if it's a shlamim, but you're treating it like a taida, you're burning kachim, you're invalidating them before the time when it's supposed to be invalidated. The Gemara asks another question. Amar Levi le Rebbe, which he's also the same as the Limudim, those who learned from the Rebbe that we mentioned before. It's just that in the first questions, he was asking the question amongst all the other students in the yeshiva. Here he asked it between Rebbe and himself, so therefore calls him Levi and not Limudim. So Levi asked another question from Rebbe. He says, "V'leisi behema v'lechem v'lema." Okay, let him bring a new animal with breads and let him say as follows: "Ihach dekaima tamurahi." If the remaining one that was from that too is the tamura, so hotayde v'lechma. So that doesn't require breads; it's a tamura. And this new one that I'm bringing is the tayde with its breads. "V'hai dekaima tayde." And if the remaining one is a tayde which requires breads, so halachma, the breads I'm bringing belong to it. "V'hotav amitsa de tayde." And let this other one that I'm bringing be not a tayde itself. Let it be the category of the leftovers of a taida, which the halacha of ma'isa taida is that they're also brought without breads. So therefore, this should be like I wanted to have that halacha of the ma'isa of the taida, and that would be the tanai. If that one's a tamur, then this was a taida. If that one's a taida, this one is the ma'isa taida, which does not require breads. So then you'll be able to figure it out by bringing just one set of breads, and you'll be able to bring that leftover as a carbon. So Malaysa Rebbe said to Levi, "Kumadumani." It appears to me that he doesn't have brains in his head, as you can see on top of Pei Aleph and Aleph. Do you think we could initially separate and designate a surplus of a taida as a carbon? We don't find the halacha of meisaris only by something that happens to really be a leftover taida, like a child, or if he had atonement and therefore this is left over. For example, like when you had separated the first one and it got lost, and then you separate another one to take its place, and then you find the first one. So then it's a meisar, it's a leftover taida, where we said you bring it as a taida, but you don't bring the breads. But you can't designate something to be a meisar of a taida. And therefore, that's also not going to be an option to bring it as a stipulation to be able to fulfill the obligation of the leftover one with one set of breads, as just in case if it's a taida or if it's not as this one, because you can't go ahead with the other option of saying that it's going to be maisaris of a taida. And therefore, if it's a taida, it requires its own breads, and you can't use it the first one. And if not, it can't bring breads at all because it can't designate it as a maisa taida. And therefore, that's not an option either. And therefore, so far, we have still maintained the credibility of this halacha of Reb Chiya, which is when you say harezu, then there's a taida and a tamura, then there's nothing to do. There's no situation to be able to resolve that remaining one, because if it's a taida, it requires breads. And if it's not, it doesn't require. The Gemara is going to continue asking questions on this halacha on the next daf.